Right next door, Thursday morning. Baruch Hashem, we had a great showing at the Shir and some good food for breakfast. Not everyone partook of the bagels and the donuts, not because there's anything wrong with them. Some people just preferred not to let that, you know, had to what we call hachanas for the big suda. You eat too much at the Shir in the morning, you might not be able to handle the turkey. But the question arose as follows. We all know that if you're sitting at a table and you are part of a group that comprises members of your party, and there's a Zeman, so you answer to the Zeman, depending on, you know, 3 people, 10 people, whatever happens to be. And we know that there's different ways that you can join the Zeman, even if you're not actually a full participant. You can have people who washed, you can have people who just had a snack, people who just had a drink. And as long as you have 2 people who did wash and had hamotzi, so then even someone who has a drink other than water, it's assumed to be enough to participate. Question arises, what if I'm there? What if I'm at the table and I did not eat anything or drink anything at all? So do I sit and twiddle my thumbs? What exactly am I supposed to do? So it happened to me. I had to admit I didn't have any of the delicious pre-Thanksgiving fare. But Baruch Hashem, I was bombarded with all kinds of questions and comments following the shir. So the shaila didn't come up, but the shaila did come up. So I want to share, it's literally one page in the Shulchan Aruch, and I think this is something which people don't even know exists. It's a line in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Hei, and it's pretty straightforward. So let's go into that right now for the next few minutes. Shlosha she'achlo v'heim b'varchem, 3 people who are eating, one person enters shelo achal, who didn't eat. Okay, or the same would be true if they're all at the table for the entire duration of the meal, but that one individual had nothing to didn't take part of the meal up until that point. Im nichnas kishomer hamavorech nevorech shachanu mishalom. So we have the mezamin, the person who is inviting everyone else to bench, and he says nevorech shachanu mishalom, or nevorech elkeinu shachanu mishalom if there's a minyan. So think about that. He's saying, let us bless because we had something to eat from the bounty of Hashem. And everyone answers baruch shachanu mishalom tochinu. So how could anyone who did not partake of the meal say, blessed is Hashem, she'achalnu mishalom? What do you mean, achalnu mishalom? I didn't have anything to eat. I skipped the meal. It's just not true, right? And we don't advocate anyone says something which is not an accurate reflection of the reality. So what do you do when you're in that situation? So the Shulchan Aruch says, ona acharav, baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. As far as I know, it's the only time we ever have that response, so it's not something we're familiar with. Baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. 6 words. You'd add baruch elokeinu, umavorach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed, if there was a minion there. You might even add sha'asimcha b'ma'ono at the end, if it was a sheva brachos. But let's stick with the basic formulation, baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. That's what you say. This is in 198, Kuf Tzariches, if you want to look it up in the Mishnah Berurah. Baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam vo'ed. So that's what you do if you hear the mezamin saying, baruch nevorach shachal mishlo. What if you walk in after that? Or for that matter, you stay a little bit longer, and the people around the table answer, baruch shachalnu mishalo uvtuach hayinu. So what do you answer? Very simple. Amen. No big curveballs over here. As the Ramah continues, v'chein b'chol ha-brachos sha'adam shomea chayev la'anos amen. It's really no different than any other bracha. If you walk into the room and someone says, bori pri adama, as long as you know, this is key, as long as you know what bracha was just said, you can answer amen. The truth is you can say it, even if you didn't hear a word of the bracha, as long as you're aware of what the bracha is. So if you walk in and you hear everyone saying amen, so then you know the last thing that was said was hamavarech hasmo yisrael, mashallah, right? So as long as not more than 2 seconds have gone by and you're actually responding to the bracha, you know what, because the word amen, it comes from the word emuna, right? Or kel melech nema, it means that I believe that what was said was true, or just as those individuals are asking for something, requesting something, I also share in that same request. That's what amen means. That's what amen means. So as long as you're aware of what was said, it's entirely acceptable to say amen because you're confirming, you are affirming, you are joining the bandwagon. The Gemara tells us that there was a shul in Alexandria, in Egypt, going back to the times of the Mishnayos, and afterwards, it was so huge, you literally could not hear the chazan. Could not hear the chazan. So how did they signal the people in the back to know what to respond? They had flags, so you'd know when was the right time to say amen. Right? Now, the only thing I'm trying to figure out is, how come those guys in the back weren't schmoozing the whole time? You couldn't even hear the chazan in the front. But apparently, they managed to muster the respect for Chazaras HaShatz, even though they couldn't hear it. They were busy watching the, whoever it was waving the flags. As long as you know what you're answering to, amen is acceptable. So, what do we have? We have baruch umavorach shmo tamid li'olam vo'ed to the initial call of the mezamein, And when the people say, Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tvachinu, you answer Amen. And the simple understanding would be that after the Mezamein again says, Baruch Shachal Mishlo Tvachinu, you would say Amen in that in response to. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz, very simple explanation. Why should all this be prescribed? Ein min haroi shiya adam etzel chabura shemazminin atzman liten shevach v'odoy lo yizbarach v'hu yimana mizeh. How could it be? It's not derech eretz. It doesn't look right. It's inappropriate to walk into a room where everybody's praising Hashem, and I'm just sort of ignoring it and not taking part, being porish from tzibor. In the same way that if I walk into a shul and they're saying Aleinu, I'm supposed to say Aleinu. If they're saying Shema, I should answer Shema. And if they're bowing during Moshim, I should bow as well and not take myself away from the general public. Just one thing to think about, food for thought. There is a discussion on the postgame whether or not one should answer Amen to a bracha that doesn't include the Shem Umachus. Most brachas that we make, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and so forth, you answer Amen. What if someone makes a bracha which does not include Shem Umachus? When does that come up? So if you're at a Levaya, God forbid, and the Avelim tear in Kriya, they say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Dayan HaEmes, right? But people say Dayan HaEmes anytime they hear of a loss, right? You know, if you just tell someone, oh, there's a Levaya today, you know, so people say Baruch Atah HaEmes when they hear bad news. That's what you're supposed to do. So do I say Amen when that person said, I don't really see people doing that, right? It sounds a little, how about a bar mitzvah? I don't know what the minhag is in the shul. Unfortunately, we haven't yet had a bar mitzvah in my tenure, but there is a practice of saying Baruch Shep Torani, the unshul shul is that, right? Do they say it here with a Shema Malchus, or do they say the short version? Short version. So do they answer Amen after Baruch Shep Torani? They do say Amen, right? People usually say Amen, right? So isn't that strange? Answering Amen to a bracha that isn't the standard format with the Shema Malchus. And there's other examples where it's just Baruch Dan Emes. People just say it when they hear bad news and they don't answer Amen. So food for thought, because this might be an example. Sefer Meir Oz pointed out this might be an example where it seems the Shulchan Aruch is mandating that you do answer Amen. All you heard was Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Uvtuvo Chayinu. And you answer Amen. Right? So that would seem to be an example of an Amen after an incomplete bracha. The foil to that, if you just want to, you know, bounce this around over the dinner table, the other perspective might be the Zimun is different. Because the Zimun is connected. It's part of one general unit that right in a moment you're going to say Baruch Atah, you're going to say benching. So it could be that bracha is structured in a way that taps into the larger format of the bracha, and therefore would not be a good example for something of a different template like Dayan HaEmes or Baruch Shep Torani, which stands alone. Something to think about, but definitely a simple takeaway. Again, very, very quickly, if you walk in and there's a call to Zimun, Baruch Umavaruch Shmo Tamad Li'olam Bo'ed, and if you hear the responses of the group, you answer Amen after Uvtuvo Chayinu.